This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country a day after Biden exited this year's presidential race, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made her first public remarks on Monday after President Joe Biden announced he'd dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed her as the Democratic nominee.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
Harris did not directly address her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president, but virtually all the prominent Democrats who had been seen as potential challengers to Harris have lined up behind her. They include Governors Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Gavin Newsom of California, and Andy Beshear of Kentucky. On Monday, Harris also won the support of influential former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who played a leading role in persuading Biden to end his campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Residents of the ancestral Indian home of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris prayed for her victory in the presidential election after Joe Biden announced his withdrawal from the race on Monday. The village is where Harris's maternal grandfather was born more than a century ago. The villagers were proud to see a woman of Indian origin as a successful world leader, as they expected Harris to strengthen Washington's relations with New Delhi if she ended up winning the election. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday rejected bipartisan calls to resign for security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to wound Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as she angered lawmakers by refusing to provide details about the incident. The U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee's Republican Chair James Comer and top Democrat Jamie Raskin, normally bitterly divided, each called on Cheadle to step down. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Palestinians were forced to evacuate from an area in Gaza's Khan Yunis following an Israeli military order, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Osama Kuder tells the AP, "We were displaced from the eastern regions. They called us to evacuate. We took our children and left. There's no safe place left in the Gaza Strip. We don't know where to go." Carrying their few belongings, Palestinians leave the area, walking or in donkey carts, amid loud explosions and smoke as shelling continues. Kolur al-Dadas cries, "We do not know where we're walking. We're walking in God's vast land. Every day we're displaced." Al-Dadas is with her children. She's distraught. She then collapses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel will be the United States' strongest ally in the Middle East, regardless of who is elected president in November. Netanyahu made the comments before flying to Washington, where he's due to address the U.S. Congress. The visit, Netanyahu's first to his most important international ally since returning for a record sixth term as prime minister at the end of 2022, has been overshadowed by President Joe Biden's decision not to seek re-election. A Russia court on Monday confirmed it convicted another American journalist days after the conviction of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. A Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty editor was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison in a closed-door trial. Jessica Jarit has the story for VOA News.
In a closed-door trial Friday, Alsu Kermasheva received a 6.5-year sentence for spreading what the Kremlin says is false information about the Russian army. The verdict appears linked to a book Kermasheva helped edit about Russians opposed to the war in Ukraine. It is unclear if other charges are still pending against the journalist for VOA sister network Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, including failing to register as a so-called foreign agent. RFERL President Stephen Capus called the trial a, quote, "mockery of justice." Media groups are condemning Russia's actions. Jessica Jarit, VOA News.
The Philippines Foreign Ministry said it will keep asserting its rights in the South China Sea after it reached a provisional arrangement with China about its resupply missions to the contested Second Thomas Shoal, the Foreign Ministry said on Monday. While neither the Chinese Foreign Ministry nor the Philippines Department of Foreign Affairs provided details of the arrangement, Manila said it will not prejudice our respective national positions. The Chinese Foreign Ministry confirmed a temporary arrangement, with the two sides agreeing to jointly manage maritime differences and de-escalate the situation. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.